Jesus looked at Peter and said, "Peter, I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not." I'll never forget one of the sermons the pastor preached. Christ told the disciples, "I'm praying for you." And tonight, you're here, and the Lord knows why you're here. The Lord knows what you have need of tonight. And so through His Word, I believe that we will reap, because His Word will never return void. I'm praying tonight that the Lord would anoint me to preach the message that I feel upon my heart. It's a little bit different than what I would normally preach, but I felt it some time, and so I felt liberty tonight to go ahead and preach it. Before we get in depth tonight, this generation is funny. All right, any of our elders think this generation is a little bit funny? You can use whatever adjective you want to put there. We'll stick with funny tonight. My dad is definitely waving his hand. I wasn't talking about myself. I was talking about the younger ones, but that'll be all right. Every generation has a set of catchphrases, a set of sayings that define not only their culture, but define the viewpoints of the day and hour. Is that correct? Not that it's wrong or bad or anything, it just happens. You know, ever so often, a few years will go by and another cool saying will substitute from the last cool saying. The 70s had "right on," "dynamite." The 80s had "rad," "no duh," and "cool times 10. May not have known that one. The 90s had "that's the bomb." Everything was the bomb. That pie, that's the bomb. All right? Talk to the hand. And the always appropriate "whatever." Or "whatever," you know, if you're going to say it like how the girls did. The 2000s, even more recently, had the words "tight." That's tight. That's sick. All right? Everything becomes opposite of the real meaning, you know. And instead of being sick, it really means cool. I know, it doesn't make sense. They would look at each other and say, "sup, dog," as a form of complimenting. "You may even be a baller or a player," and it be appropriate in the setting. All right, so every generation has its catchphrases. I didn't go farther back than the 70s, because even that was beyond my time, but you know what your cool saying was when you were in high school. Alright, you know what your friends meant when you had that little word that you would say. It's not bad, it's just a cultural thing. It is a sign of the generation. It's a mark of the times that you live in. Now, this generation that we're in right now has adopted a catchphrase that has been upon my heart, and I'm not preaching against it tonight. I'm merely trying to define some terminology that, if we're not careful as believers, the world has defined this, and if we're not careful, we can begin to adopt, take in, mingle with the mindset and the cultural perspective of this world. We must remember that as believers, we are to have a Christian worldview. I know what the world says is cool is defined by their own standards. But as a believer, my standards ought to have a different set of rules. As a believer, my perspective on politics, finances, government ought to have a different set of rules based upon the Word of God, based upon the active involvement of the Holy Spirit in my life, in your life, in our lives together. We are to respond to the cultural phenomena of the day in lieu of the Word of God. And I want to preach tonight just a simple idea, a simple thought, on the truth and the lies of YOLO. The truth and lies of YOLO. Does any adult know what YOLO stands for? Sister Claire, would you mind to tell the church, what does YOLO mean? You only live once. YOLO. Now, if we stop for a minute before we get into the preaching, I want you to know there is truth in that statement. As far as I can tell, none of us have lived in the 1700s and came back. As far as I know, according to Scripture, the Bible says that every man has a time to die. So accurately, that statement is true. You only live once. So there's some truth, all right? Now here's my aim tonight, is that we would see past the deception of YOLO and understand that there is truth to it. And if we apply it scripturally and biblically, it could change our life. But if we continue to accept the mindset and cultural view of the world, there will be serious repercussions and disastrous effects that will happen. Amen. I'd like us to stand tonight and read out of the book of James, chapter number 4, verse 14. The book of James, chapter number 4 and verse 14. Listen, if you've said YOLO, don't get scared. I've said it too. It's all right. All right. I saw our young people are already getting a little nervous. I'm not harping on you tonight. I just want to shed some light on some truths of the Word of God. Book of James, chapter number 4 and verse 14. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. You only live once. According to Scripture, your time here on earth, and Brother Bill so eloquently stated this in terms of how we view time and it being linear, and how God is outside of time and the way that we think about it. But if I may tonight, your days that are numbered here upon this side of eternity have been set by God. And there will come a day when God will call us home. And we know that sometimes the tragedy of that is it may be sooner than what we would expect. We'd all like to believe that there will be a nice ripe age of 80 plus, 90 plus, and I'll be sitting on a beach somewhere, and Sister Sarah will bring me some sweet tea, and we'll still be talking and holding hands at 89 and 86. Won't that be sweet? Amen. That's my goal. But YOLO applies. You only live once. Now, we can accept the truth of the Word of God and let it be a challenge to our hearts. Or we can continue to live in the way that the world would see fit and it be a detriment to our souls. Amen. Let's pray tonight that the Lord would minister to us, to His people. We need the truth of the Word tonight. Heavenly Father, I thank You. Lord, You've placed this burden on my heart for several months now. And so this time that You've allowed me to preach Your Word, I pray You would just lay Your hand of anointing upon me. God, I hide behind the cross and Your Word. Lord, I thank You for every young person that's here, every adult that's here, everyone that may be listening online now or even in the future. God, You know every individual by name. You know every number of hairs on their head. Lord, You know everything about them. And I pray tonight that this would be received, God, with tilled up soil in the heart, so that the seeds of the Word of God may be planted, God, may be watered, and may sow forth, Father, just fruit. I praise You tonight. I ask You to minister. Amen. You can be seated. The truth about YOLO. You only live once. This reminds us that life is fleeting. Life is not promised. As much as I would like to think that I will be here for a long time, the reality is that we don't know the day or the hour that the Lord may return. Could be that before we make it home tonight, Brother Carr, Christ could return and take His people to be with Him. That'd be all right. It may be that Christ doesn't return for several more days, years. That's okay too. We know He's coming back. But should the untimely event happen that you or I pass away before the return of Christ, then this statement will be accurate. We only live once. You only live once. We're here for a moment and then gone. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 24 said, "For all flesh is as grass, And all the glory of man is the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. We live in a fallen world, a world that has been captivated by sin, a world that has been infected by the fallen nature of man, a world that literally is dying all around us. You and I, regardless of how we choose to think about it, are literally dying as we speak. These mortal bodies are living in a corruptible world and a corruptible nature. Therefore, until we see heaven's glory, until you and I as believers cross over into the other side and we fellowship in new bodies, amen, we fellowship amongst those who have made it before us, until that day happens, we are living in a very short amount of space. Think about eternity and the landscape of eternity and the fact that you and I are here in just a very small, minuscule dot. You only live once. Now, what does YOLO even mean according to the world? YOLO in itself is an anthem of sorts. It's a battle cry. You only live once. Go ahead and try it. You only live once. Take the opportunity. You only live once. Do it your way. But we know that because God has created us, that we have a creator, that we are his creation, that we've been made with purpose. So the truth of YOLO is you have a purpose in life. You only have one shot on this side of eternity. You've only been made with this one time to do something for God. You've been made with a purpose. Hallelujah. Paul said in 2 Timothy 3:10, "But thou hast fully known my doctrine, the manner of my life, my purpose, my faith, my patience, my love, my long suffering. You know my purpose is to do the will of God. I've been called to be a minister. It's my purpose in life. I've been called to be a husband. It's my purpose in life. I've been called to be a father. It is the purpose of my life." YOLO applies accurately. I only live once, so therefore I live with purpose, as do you. Anytime you live a life as a believer, God has created you with purpose. Those who are not saved yet don't even realize that God created them with a purpose. Whether or not they serve Christ is not the issue. God designed them as a human to have purpose in life. But until we come to the knowledge of Christ, do we actually fulfill that purpose? Do we actually fulfill the call of God in our lives? Been made with a purpose. No other creation or creature was given the distinction of being made in the image of God. But David, that says something to me. Now, I love the creation that we have around us. I love animals. I love nature. All right? I don't necessarily enjoy sleeping on the ground, but I do have a nice affinity for beautiful things and what God has given us. But God never said He made an oak tree in the image of God. God never said that He made a Doberman Pinscher in the image of God. He said, "I created Adam, a human being, in my image." Oh, what purpose. In no other creation did God breathe the breath of life into except for humanity. Now, we know that because of that, there's a connection to God. There's a connection that goes deeper than my schnauzer or deeper than my yard. There is a connection to an almighty creator. YOLO. Does anybody want to do something for God? Does anybody ever feel just that gnawing inside the depth of your heart that says, "Oh, I've just got to be about the Father's business. I've got to do something." Whether it be just what Brother Ryan said, smiling and telling somebody, "Hey, it's good to see you," or maybe even deeper, just a fulfillment of ministry, a call to nations. You know, we've got folks who have been in missions here, and you cannot hardly describe that heartbeat that just cries out to go where no one else has been. in, to do something nobody's ever done, to learn a language that none of your friends know, to do something with the purpose that God has made me with. We only live once, young people. What are the roadies going to do to make an impact on the world? What are we going to do as a church to have the stamp of God placed upon Trotwood, Dayton, and Drexel, Ohio? We only live once, church. What are we going to do that the Holy Ghost would love to hover over us and say, that's a people that desire my presence, that long to make a difference in the world, to be the kingdom of God at work today. You only live once. It is true. What are you going to do with the God calling on your life? Folks have ran from the call of God. They have ran from God's will. God's will is for you to be saved. That's the first place to start. It is God's will for you to live for Him, to serve Him. But beyond salvation, there is a deeper walk that God would have you to do. Amen. I can never be Pastor Hurst. But Pastor Hurst can never be me. And as far as I know, Brother Hurst has never interpreted in a single high school in the Dayton region using American Sign Language. Therefore, God has called me to do something that He has not called our pastor to do. Conversely, though, there's been very few times where I've gotten out of bed at 1, 2, 3 in the morning because a parishioner needed me to be there. All right? Therefore, God has called him to be the shepherd of our church. You understand what I'm saying? You only live once. So yielding and submitting to the will of God in our lives is essential to true living. It is essential to having a fulfilled life. Those who run from the will of God, whether it be salvation or the call of God to serve in any area, whether that be dentist, lawyer, honest businessman, or minister, God has called you to do that. But those who run from that calling are never satisfied. You can mask it. You can try to drown out the noise and that conscience. You can try to hide and run from the call of God. I just want to make a little bit more money. I only live once, so I'm going to cash in my time now. You know, they run from what would make them happy. You only live once. When this is applied to the life of the believer, there's an overwhelming sense of love that God is active in my life. Now, if we were to stop right now and ponder on this, God is active in our lives. What a thought. Oh, what a thought. I need to move on. If I've got one life to live for my God, then it ought to inspire in me to do more, to be more, to hunger more, to love more, to reach out more, to pray more, to seek the face of God more, to humble myself more. It ought to cause, the truth of YOLO ought to cause something to rise up in me as a believer that says, I need more of God. I want to live. And I want to live abundantly. Hey, Jesus is the one that said that. I know it can become cliche, but let's not forget the Lord is the one that said, I have come that you might have life and that you might have it abundantly. I live an abundant life, church. I live in an abundant life. Number one, I have been saved from my sin. I have been changed. I have been blessed with a home, vehicles that are mine, that are paid for, a wife, a daughter. I have a job. God has blessed me abundantly. I have a family that serves God. I have friends that I can call on, that I can fellowship with. God has blessed me abundantly. You want to talk about living? Look at a man and woman of God. You'll see what true living is. You only live once. We might as well serve Him with all of our hearts. That's the truth of YOLO. There is some lies that have been an undercurrent amongst this statement. We only live once. The lie is, do whatever you want to do. Do whatever you want. Instead of the inspiration of purpose, we have been poisoned with the inept philosophy of pleasure having dominance in our lives. It really is a repackaged form of hedonism. Hedonism is the philosophy that strives to achieve the highest pleasure that I can in life. It does not matter how it affects you. As long as I gain pleasure from it, it becomes the preeminent factor in my life. Now, this is not a new philosophy. This has been around for thousands of years in repackaged formulas. And this is now this generation's ribboned box of hedonism. Live how you want to. Do what you want. You're the master. You're the God. You might as well do what pleases you. There are dire consequences that comes with this mindset. If you want to do drugs, YOLO. Try it once, man. You only live once. YOLO. Except forgetting the fact that that drug can addict you on the very first attempt. YOLO. You want to cheat on your spouse? YOLO. I mean, it's up to you anyway. You want to lie and get something for your gain? YOLO. Does it sound sad? I mean, I'm talking about a standard of living here, but when you say it out loud, it's really pathetic. And it's a very base and carnal desire in the heart of man that wants to please himself and himself only. Whatever you want to do, YOLO, you only live once, go ahead and try it. There was a rapper not too long ago who tweeted, "Speeding at 120 miles an hour and drifting in my car, YOLO." And that very same night, he died because he was drunk on alcohol and he wrecked his car. Now, I'm sorry, forgive me if I sound dumbfounded at the idea that by only living once, I might as well try to do something that can end my life. YOLO is not a cure-all to the emptiness that is inside the heart of men and women. Trying every new thing under the sun will never satisfy. It only causes a deeper, darker depression. It only causes a further emptiness that we cannot satisfy. Everyone, under the sound of my voice, has the temptation to serve his or herself, and in that lifestyle, you will live a vacuous life. It is a continual drawing in, and it never gives out to anyone else. And ultimately, it caves in upon itself. Satan's tried to continually package this deception in different ways throughout the ages. The Latins said, carpe diem, seize the day. Or literally, the enjoyment of the pleasures of the moment without concern for the future. Seize the day. You know, if you have to make a backroom deal to get that promotion, seize the day. Carpe diem. YOLO. Do what you have to do to better your life. Is that the way God intends a believer to act? Is that the way that God intends men and women that love Him to behave? Do whatever you want to do. Live however you want, and it'll all wash out in the end? Absolutely not. It is a lie of the enemy. In fact, it's a lie that goes all the way back to the Garden of Eden. The serpent, Satan, looked at Eve and asked her a question. Has he barred you from eating the fruit? She said, no, we can eat of the tree of life, but we can't eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And immediately, well, that's because God knows that when you eat of that, you'll not really die like he said you will, but he knows you'll become like gods. You only live once, Eve. You might as well try it. YOLO has had a destructive pattern throughout ages of time. Men and women who serve themselves and serve their flesh have caused more heartache and pain and destruction in this world than could ever be told. YOLO, you only live once. She took of the fruit thereof. She saw that it was a tree to be desired to make one wise. She did eat and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. It's destructive. There's another lie that goes along with YOLO, and I'm going to try to wrap this up in just a few minutes. There are no thoughts of eternity and no contemplation of consequences. I have never seen a time where folks have an absence of the thought of the eternal factor of their soul, like the day we're living in. And I say that because it seems that the world is getting darker around me. I know that I've not lived as long as others under the sound of my voice. And so you've seen this pattern taking shape for many more years than what I have. But it shocks me. The level of base animalistic ideas that are seemingly cool and fun, that our nation and Hollywood portray as humor, and yet it's nothing more than filth packaged under a humorous box. But you only live once. You might as well try it. You know, you only live once, young person. Watch that movie. Listen to me tonight, young people. You only live once does not mean that you have to try everything. I only live once, but that doesn't mean I have to go up and kiss a cobra. All right? I'd like to keep living. It's not that. It's common sense. I think it's common sense. And I think that's why God intended us to live under the direction of His Word. His Word will apply to every aspect of our lives. The Bible said His Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. YOLO, when applied truthfully, will continue to uplift Christ in my life. But when YOLO is applied under the disguise of Satan, it will always bring about destruction. In the book of Matthew chapter 24, the Bible says, "Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all things be fulfilled." I believe we're living in this prophecy right here. "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were," listen to me, young people, "so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so also shall the coming of the Son of Man be." They were living in YOLO. None of those things in themselves would have been wrong. It's not wrong to eat. It's not wrong to have a nice big glass of sweet tea or Dr. Pepper. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with celebrating with friends, giving in marriage. There is nothing wrong. But it is the lifestyle of living without an aspect of eternity in our hearts and in our minds where we begin to live in danger. When I have no thought of the return of Christ, I will do things that are contrary to His return. When I have no desire to live a life that is pleasing so that I know I'm ready to make it to heaven, then I will live in a way that does not reflect the return of Christ and the bride of Christ. Are you hearing me tonight? I'm saying a lifestyle of YOLO that is self-serving will cause eternal destruction in our souls. We're living in a world around us that is completely consumed with this. What do we do with YOLO? What do we do? 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 through 7 says, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come." We're living there. "Men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful and unholy, without natural affections, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good." Oh, we're living here, church. "Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away." Now, it is hard in a life, in a church mindset where we desire everyone to come. I'm thankful to be a part of a church that is inviting, that loves folks that come. I feel like we are. That may be my own looking at it and own viewpoint, but I feel like we're a church that loves people. I felt the love of family growing up here my whole life. But there will come a day when folks, and it's already happening, will begin to slip into the church house, and by their lifestyle and by their actions, they will lead away those who do not have a steadfast, firm, committed relationship to Jesus Christ. when we begin to see the actions and attitudes displayed in 2 Timothy chapter 3, we ought to, number one, recognize it is the last days. Number two, we ought to take heed that we are not reflecting these aspects of worldliness. And the third thing that we ought to do is turn away from the very things that would lead us away from Christ. I understand the desire to reach every individual. I do. But when the individual begins to poison the assembly, it is time to turn away from the world's mindset, to turn away from the world's actions and attitudes, and pray that an almighty God would sanctify, cleanse our hearts, and have us washed and ready for the return of Christ. If we cannot go in the world and live a lifestyle that the world can clearly see is reflective of Jesus Christ, there is something absent from our lives. If our actions do not reflect the power of an almighty God who has delivered us, brought us out of darkness, who has changed us, if they do not reflect the power of Jesus Christ, there is a missing void in the church. What do we do with YOLO? It ought to inspire us to do something greater than we've ever done. Amen. This is the time to move forward as a church and seek the face of God like never before. Sidewalk Sunday School ought to be the most important thing this summer. Youth camp ought to be the most important thing. Nursing home, being a church, amen, ministering in your workplace, your home. We ought to have a desire to see the face of God at work in these last days and live, if we believe it, as YOLO. YOLO applies to the believer. It's important. Oh, it's important. The Bible says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. If you are reaping fruit that is poisonous, then there is an indication that the root and the seed is poisonous. But if you are reaping the fruit of the Spirit, it is a clear indicator that God is at work in your life. What do we do with YOLO? We ought to let it inspire us. Oh, church, we need more of God. We need His Word. Number one, let's see through the deception. The Bible says, be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Awake to righteousness. Sin not. For some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. Bad company corrupts good manners. And if there is a lifestyle, an individual in your life who lives YOLO in the way that the enemy is living, I would say it is time to cut that off, lest they corrupt your life as well. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Corruption. See through the deception. Secondly, seek the Lord's will for your life so that YOLO will become inspirational. The Bible said in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus prayed to His Heavenly Father in Luke chapter 22, verse 42b, nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. If that is the anthem of our heart, we will not stray. If the anthem for the choir, Sister Rebecca, is whatever God wills, that's what we'll do, then the choir will always be anointed. If every board meeting of this church is decided that we are going to do whatever the will of God is for this church, our board will never crumble. There won't be fractions and breaking. It just won't happen. When the board is submitted to God's will, it'll be good. When a home is submitted to the will of God, it'll be successful. When we as a marriage are submitted in our own lives to the will of God as an anthem for our home, we will live a life that is pleasing to Christ. Seek the Lord's will for your life. Now, I'm not saying that I need to get up tomorrow and ask God where I'm supposed to be ministering at. I know I'm supposed to be here. But I do know that tomorrow I will encounter individuals who are not believers. The will of God for my life tomorrow is to reflect Christ. Amen. Amen. You only live once. I was musing upon a historical figure. Nathan Hale was captured by British soldiers. He was a patriot and supporter of the colonies and the breaking away from England's rule. He had some papers, some correspondence, and he was taken the dispatch and was caught. He was going to be executed for treason against the crown. And they asked him if he had anything to say, any last words. And his words have echoed through the halls of our nation since. And I could not help but think about it in terms of the kingdom of God. He said the immortal words, "I only regret that I have but one life to lose for my country." If that was the anthem of every believer under the sound of my voice, then God would consume that life. "I regret that I only do have one life to live, Brother Aaron. This is it. This is my chance. What can I do with it?" And more importantly, what can God do with it? He's done a lot of great things in the lives of people who never thought they would do anything for God. Our lives are as vapors here for a moment. And YOLO's impact really is dependent upon whom you serve. You'll probably hear me say YOLO a time or two again. If I get the chance to skydive, I'll probably say YOLO. I've already bungee jumped, so it's off the list. The saying isn't wrong. It's the message behind it that's dangerous. Music, would you come tonight? Appreciate your ministry. Church, let's come find a place to pray tonight. I'd like for the Lord to really do a work in our hearts that we would seek His truth. Come, let's come and find a place to pray. Do you hunger for the truth of the Word of God? Church, do we as a people desire to live a life in this one and only life that we get? Do we desire to do it God's way? Oh, that God would do a work. That YOLO would become an anthem of the gospel and not a proclamation of the prodigal. Oh, I only live once. I'll go to the far country. And oh, we never have to even leave the Father's house. Amen. We only live once. Let's stay where the Father is. Amen. Let's work while the day is here. For we know that night cometh. Oh, YOLO. Oh, God, write it upon our hearts and let it be an anthem of the cross. Hallelujah. If you don't know Jesus, tonight is the night that God's will can start in your heart. That you be saved. If you're at home and you're listening online, I want you to know that even in your home right now, God can come in and save your life if you're not a believer. Oh, Jesus, I thank you for the change. Hallelujah.
The glory of Christ. begin.